Well, now I've pressed the button. Now I'm recording. But yeah, we did like 3 episodes while you was going. By the way, Lewis is back in the building here. Welcome back, man. Round of applause.
Thank you.
Lewis
Thank
is
you.
Back in the building. So first off, I just want to say for everybody that had their own like theories as to why Lewis wasn't here, no, he didn't want to beat me up. Okay, we didn't have beef. Maybe he wanted to beat me up like 10 years ago, but
has it been that long?
It might have been. It might have been like 10 years ago.
Feeling old now.
Yeah, we're getting up there, bro. Yeah. But no, it wasn't anything like that. I mean, schedules just sometimes they just don't mesh well, you know what I mean? And then he's doing his thing, I'm doing my thing. There's never no issues. Like, it's just, you know, we kind of was doing our own thing, you know. And I wasn't even really doing the podcast like that. I've done it. I did it like maybe every once in a while if I had something to talk about. But it was
the
wasn't
WrestleMania one, a couple of wrestling ones.
Oh well, the wrestling ones, yeah. The wrestling ones I'd like to keep separate from works in progress. Like,
gotcha.
The wrestling ones are just like, you know, my other love. Like, you know, I have this, and I also love professional wrestling, which, by the way, WrestleMania is in less than a month, and I'm very excited about it because I'm going. So
it's going to be nice. Cool. Where's it going to be held?
MetLife Stadium, Jersey.
Oh shit. Nice, nice.
Yeah. But enough about me. Lewis, what have you been up to in the last like year and a half, man? I haven't seen you in probably like almost 2 years. It's crazy.
I've seen you out.
I've seen you around, but like at different gatherings and stuff.
When was the last podcast off the top of your head?
It was like in December of like 17.
Okay. So December, right? So I work in a retail store. So pretty much what I say, what I do in this podcast is pretty much just my opinion. You know, it doesn't reflect the company I work for, it doesn't reflect anything but myself.
Sure.
So getting that out of the way. I was just pretty much working, especially December, which is in retail, it's always busy in December.
Yeah.
So I was just putting in about 12 hours each day.
Ooh. Yeah. Sure.
And it wasn't so bad because I wasn't really dealing with customers. I was working in the back.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to have the back running in order for the sales floor and all that to be running smoothly. So I was doing that for a bit. And then February came around and I got promoted.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm a coordinator now.
Oh, okay.
You know, back in the day, I was just an associate. Now I'm a coordinator. So, you know, now instead of me working as part of a team,
yeah,
I'm my own department.
Oh,
you got to take care of the store. I got to do this. I got to do that.
That's cool.
I'm working with the managers now, so I take over as a manager every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that's honestly been keeping me busy for the past year now.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I work in retail also, so I definitely know how it is. Like that November, that mid-November to like early January period is kind of crazy because even in January we do what's called inventory, right? So like that's when
mine was up in February.
See? So yeah. And that's rough also. Like for me, I've done a couple of different inventories. The last retail store I worked for, we had to be there at like 4 a.m. Okay. Damn. We got there at 4 a.m. and because you have to do it before the store opens. So like, so it was like from like 4:30 all the way into 9:30. And then if the store's not open, you still got to finish your inventory. So now customers, cause mine's is, you know, clothing is a different type of retail, right?
Yeah.
But mine's is clothing. So like they're moving the clothes and all of that stuff and it messes up the count and all of that. So inventory for retail is a headache and you customers don't know the pain that we go through. They don't know the pay we go through.
I did my inventory.
Yeah.
So I did my inventory and we do an overnight inventory.
Okay.
So we get to work around 4 or 5 and we don't leave until it's done. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, back when I first did my first few inventories, we would leave around 3 a.m.
Okay.
So, but then when I started working in the back, it was around the same time, but I had to be back at work around 7 or 8 a.m.
Okay.
So I would literally just go home, take a nap, take a shower, and then boom, right back to work.
Well, see, I know how that is. Like, and I know they don't want to hear about our inventory. But just the last thing on that is, like, the one from this past year.
Well, if you work in inventory, you know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You know
definitely. The struggle. Yeah. Definitely. That struggle is real. But, yeah, for us, it was, like, a few days. So it wasn't just, like, one day. We had it for, like... Like, one day it was, like, inventory for, like, let's say jewelry. Then it'll be inventory for, like, this department. And then this department. Gotcha. And, like, so it just got kind of crazy. And, like, you talk about 12 hours. There were managers that was literally there from, like, 5 in the morning until, like, 10 o'clock that night. And then had to come back again for 4 o'clock the next morning. Like,
I'm part of that life now. So, yeah, I'm the last one to leave, the first one to come in. So I'm literally just going home, taking a nap, taking a shower, going right back out. And then, like you said, it's just not one day. Like, they count the whole store in one day. Mm-hmm. But the company that comes in and does that, we have to pretty much just double-check their work.
Right.
So it's 2 days of just scrubbing, of just double-checking their counts, running against hours, in which we see what is accurate, what isn't.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, but, okay, so, that's what Lewis has been up to with that. What about school? How's everything been going with that? You finished already, or?
actually, no. So, what happened was, the guy who was in my position told my general manager, like, hey, I'm gonna be leaving in about 3 weeks. I found something better. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. So, I remember I came in, this is maybe 2 weeks before inventory. I come in and my general manager's like, hey, I need to speak to you in my office. I'm like, fuck, what the fuck did I do?
Yeah.
So, walk into his office, he's like, take a seat. I'm like, he's like, so, he's a cool person, you know, I'm not really scared of what he's going to say. Because it's normally, hey, you need to focus on this, you know, he gives you pointers on how to improve yourself.
Right.
It's not like, hey, you're doing a shitty job. No, he's like, hey, I need you to improve this, whatever. So I go in, I sit down, and he's like, hey, so the such-and-such person is leaving the coordinator position. Mm-hmm. Every single manager is split between you and somebody else. And right now, the only thing that you have going with you is the recommendation of the other coordinator, the person who left. So, there, you know, he's asking me questions, what do you think about school and all that? Mm-hmm. Because once I take this position, I'm, like, below a supervisor.
Right, yeah.
I'm, like, in a pseudo-manager type of work environment now.
Yeah.
So, he's like, you know, you're going to have to show up for work when one of us can't, stuff like that. And he's like, what's up with school? And I told him, my financial aid ran out.
Yeah.
So, every single class that I'm doing right now, I'm going to have to pay for.
Wow.
And, yeah. So, I didn't have the funds to go back to school. I was actually just working, saving to go back to school.
Yeah.
I'm like, honestly, if this pays more, I'll work until I get whatever I have to do done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I have time to go to school, then I'll think about going back to school.
Gotcha.
But right now, it's just work.
Gotcha. You know what? I know how it is because similar situation happened to me. So I totally understand it, you know, and it's always time for school. That's the thing, like, people don't realize. I think, and, okay, on a side note, the episode today was supposed to be about depression, but as you can see, it's me, Lewis, and no Chrissy here, right? I'll get more into that, but I feel like one of the reasons that people are depressed is because they put too much on their plate and they can't handle it. They try to do so many things at one time, you know, and I feel like, you know, you need to prioritize. Obviously, school is important, but money is also important. You know, if it's something that is going to help you provide for yourself, and if you have a family out there, for your family, then you have to do what's best for you at that time. You know, you can't necessarily think about tomorrow because tomorrow's not promised, you know? So,
yeah.
It's always time to go back to school, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's not like you just started school, you know what I mean? Like, you're college educated already, so, you know.
Yeah.
But no, that's great. I mean, I hear, like, I'm glad that, you know, you got that promotion and that a lot of good things is happening for you. I like your professional setup that we started talking about beforehand.
I'm building this thing up. I'm like, you know what? I kind of want to get back into podcasting. I want to start doing this again. And it's funny enough, you hit me up like 3 days later.
Yeah.
After I'm already planning my setup. I'm ready to think about buying stuff. This is, you're like, hey, what's up? Trying to be in a podcast again?
Yeah.
Like, bet. Let's go.
Yeah. Because the thing is, I always wanted to get everybody back together. It was just timing. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I know you was already doing your own thing. So I was like, all right, well, let me see if he has time. You know, that was the first thing. Cause I'm like, you know, let's see if we can arrange this. Once I figured out that, okay, well, we're both off the same day, let's try to make this happen. But as I started to say earlier, Chrissy is not here today. And, you know, things happen. If anybody has followed her tweets and her Instagram stories or anything like that, this is the only reason I'm addressing it on here publicly, because she's already addressed it publicly. You know, she's going through a rough patch right now, you know, and my prayers are with her, you know what I mean? And I hope she gets through it. I mean, like I said, it's ironic that this episode was supposed to be about depression, because I feel like she's in a pretty bad depression right now. And,
yeah. You
know, you just want to try to be there for people that you care about, you know.
Or help out whatever you can.
Yeah, but it's like, at the same time, there's only so much you can do. You know what I mean? Like, they have to want to do things for themselves.
Yeah.
And you can't force them to do anything. So it's like, I can say, hey, I'm here for you. Hey, I love you. Hey, I care about you. I don't want anything to happen to you. But if they don't believe that in their heart, if they don't love themselves, right, and they don't care about themselves, then there's nothing that anybody can say to them that's going to make them feel better about themselves, you know. So, you know, I just hope for the best, you know, with that situation.
Yeah.
And we will deliver that podcast, because I feel like it's important, especially in this generation, in this year, in this time. I feel like that's an important podcast. We do have results to read for you guys, but I don't want to do that until we do that podcast. But this podcast is more about the plans, I guess, going forward for this podcast. I was trying to get off of SoundCloud for the longest, and that's why I actually started pulling episodes. I have all of the shows, but I started pulling episodes off of SoundCloud. It's only like maybe 3 or 4 that's still up there, because it's not good. I mean, I feel like SoundCloud's a ripoff. I'm saying it right now. SoundCloud is a ripoff, and I've been looking for other sites to start broadcasting our podcast from. This is where Lewis comes in. So, Lewis, tell me about yesterday when you hit me up about this new site and what it's about.
So, when you hit me up, you're like, hey, you know, we're trying to do a show. I kind of want to join, and it's about depression. I'm like, all right, cool. So I have a friend that I work with, you know, he does his own podcast and everything. He uploads it to Anchor, which is a little better than SoundCloud, in my opinion.
Hey, Lewis, plug his podcast. What's his podcast?
You know what? I might have to search that up. So just give me a couple minutes.
I think it's the T Corner is what it's called.
It might be. I might have to look it up.
Okay.
But we'll if
put
not,
it on the screen, if anything. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like, he would, you know, be perfect for this podcast, especially if you listen to his last podcast. You know, he talks about some of the symptoms of depression and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know what? Let me bring him in. So I talked to him. He was supposed to be on the show, but, you know, life happened.
Right.
Life happens. Things happen. And I sent you the link
for Anchor
and all that. Yeah.
Checked it out.
And then I guess you just found what you were looking for.
Yeah. I mean, once I like started researching what Anchor was about, I'm like, oh, okay, this is actually what I wanted to do with Works in Progress for the longest. Try to get sponsors, try to get ad revenue, or and even like make money off the podcast. Like, you know, like we said over almost 2 years ago now, the goal of the podcast isn't specifically to make money, but if you're doing a podcast, if you're putting a lot into it, paying for equipment, got this mic here, Lewis got his setup, got these webcam, the new webcam and everything like that, that all costs money, you know? So, yeah. Is it specifically to make money? No. It's actually to try to help other people, you know, whether it be by helping them find a product that they might want. You know, Lewis was doing a lot of reviews on different products and everything like that in the world. That helps people. If it's relationship advice, Chrissy was here to try to help you through that, you know. If it's something with hip-hop or anything that happens, like, in pop culture, I'm here for that, you know what I'm saying? So, it was really a podcast to try to help other people and entertain, you know, and, you know, kind of escape the real world for a little bit, you know?
Yeah, and then, unfortunately, the world we live in right now, you need money to have a bigger reach with audience, to help facilitate the equipment we use for the podcast as well.
Yeah, it's true. So, I mean, so I'm going to try to move all of the old shows or as much as I can over to Anchor. That's anchor.fm. Yes. If you go to anchor.fm/worksinprog, you can find two of the episodes at this point. And if you're watching this on any other platform, you're probably watching this. If you're watching a video, you're watching it on YouTube. But if you're listening to it, you're probably listening to it on Anchor. This is probably on Anchor. So for the people that are not familiar, you can go to anchor.fm/worksinprog and support the show if you can. You know what I mean? They have like a monthly subscription of like 99 cents, you know, like, who doesn't have 99 cents, you know, so...
That's a cup of coffee right there.
Yeah, this is probably less than a cup of coffee right there, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's monthly, you know what I'm saying? So, if you have it, you know, some people might not have 99 cents. They might not, you know, so, if you have it, please support the show. I, like, once we start making some real, like, money off of this, hopefully in the near future, you know, we'll figure out where to go from the next stage there, you know, so, but for right now, I still enjoy doing this, you know, Lewis enjoys doing this, Chrissy enjoys it also, because it's kind of therapeutic for her, like, if I can speak on her behalf, yeah, that's really what we're planning on doing. It'll still be available for YouTube, like, I do like that aspect that we have video also, so you guys can actually see us, you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to listen, but it's another thing to see the interaction between, you know, the two, three, four people that's on the show or whatever. So, I'm still going to have the YouTube stuff up there, but yeah, it's looking like Anchor right now. Screw
SoundCloud. You can also download the app on iPhone, on Android. So you could just listen on the go. You don't necessarily have to be on a computer to, you know, go to the website. Mm-hmm. Also, if you do share the link, other people could view it, let's say, on Facebook, you know, mm-hmm. the little mini browser that pops up.
Yep.
You could play that, put your phone to sleep, and you'll still be able to hear it.
Nice. Some apps don't even let you do that.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. And also, you know, the distribution to other websites. That's what, like, kind of hooked me, right? So you can find us on Apple. I have to make sure... But it said that it might take a few hours for other external places, and they're deciding to move stuff outside while I'm recording this podcast, but it's okay. they said that you can find it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, so hopefully, if you guys search for Works in Progress, you might be able to find us there. It says you will, so I'm believing in an Anchor. I'm all Team Anchor now.
Well, you're going to hear it in Anchor first before it goes out to all the other platforms.
Right. So make sure that you guys support Anchor. And I think that this pretty much, you know, it's kind of just like more of an update type of thing for everybody.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to add? I know that you told me previously, like a while back, that you want to start doing your own podcast.
Thank you for reminding me. Yes. So, funny-ish story about that.
Okay.
So, back to my homeboy's podcast, you know, his problem was starting
mm-hmm.
or continuing. My problem is starting.
Yeah.
So ironically enough, that first episode was, so pretty much the idea for that podcast was just me by myself,
mm-hmm.
blindfolded, right?
Yeah.
I just have the mic in front of me and I'm just talking. Because, you know, when you're alone in your room in the dark, your mind just wanders.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just want to do that, but vocally.
Cool.
So the first topic was baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much me saying, you know, I have ideas I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is starting them. The first step is always the hardest step.
Right.
You know, even then, my whole plan was, okay, so let me record this. Let me upload it. Whatever, you know, if you guys feel it, if you don't, it's up there already.
Yeah.
So once the first one is up, it kind of pushes me to do a second, a third, and a fourth episode.
Right.
So I had recorded 4 episodes, I think, and they weren't very long. They were maybe 5-10 minutes.
Okay. Me just
ranting and all that.
Yeah.
I don't like the audio because I didn't think I had a mic then.
Hmm.
Some other thing I was learning to edit.
Yeah.
So those things got in the way, and then me getting a promotion, me finding, you know, the time to do it, I just never uploaded it. I never was able to edit or find the time to edit.
Do you still have those files?
I don't know.
Look for those files.
I don't know.
I think that'd be great. Great content, extra content for Anchor. So try to find those if you can, if you get the time.
Well, I'm not even on my old computer.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Well, even so, I mean, you know, because what happened to your old computer? Is it done? It's over.
No, I have it. I just have it somewhere. I did a lot of remodeling with my room.
Gotcha.
So things got moved. Things got broken. The old mic actually got broken.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so they were renovating some of the stuff in the room, and one day I'm like, you know what? Let me test this thing out. I just want to, you know, voice chat with a couple of friends while I'm playing video games.
Yeah.
And I go to plug in the USB, the actual port thing falls inside the device.
I'm like, oh, that sucks.
So, and I didn't buy a protection plan on it.
Oh.
So, guess what?
Ah, man.
I'm out those $70-something that I paid for the product. And I can't exchange it. I can't get a refund. I got nothing. So
that sucks, bro.
Yeah.
But you know what? Everything happens for a reason, right? So
yep.
Move on and
bigger, better things.
That's exactly, okay. Exactly. Well, like I said, we'll try to find those files for you guys if we can, you know, and maybe we'll put it out as bonus content because I would love to hear it. You know, as raw and as unedited as it is, I'd love to hear it. So we'll see.
I'll see. I might even try to record some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just try to go back, better equipment, you know, see if I could just find the time to actually edit some of the stuff and see what I could do.
Okay.
Yeah, I make no promises, but I'll see what I can do.
All right. Well, let the people know where they can find you on social media if they would like to interact with you.
I'm not really on social media anymore with work and stuff.
Yeah.
I gotta find all that, and I'll try to see what I have and all that. So.
See what I have. Okay.
Honestly, I'm just working, getting home,
yeah.
Either catching up on shows or playing a little bit of video games, sleep. I'm up at like 4 in the morning.
Totally. Yeah, I don't miss that at all. I'm probably getting to sleep around 4 in the morning. So.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys can hit up the show at Works in Prague Pod, because I didn't tell you the Twitter story, but I told the fans and the listeners or whatever. I don't like to call them fans. I told the listeners last time we recorded what happened with Twitter. So basically, Twitter deleted the old Works in Progress page because of an issue with the birthday. They said they don't allow 3-year-olds on Twitter. Okay, and I was trying to change the show to being 3 years to. The podcast would be 3 years old because we started in 16.
Okay.
They let me change the birthday and then deleted the account as soon as I changed the birthday. It's like, so then why did you guys even let me change the birthday if you knew that you was going to delete the account once I changed the birthday? Like,
I heard it's a pain. Like, I've known parents who make the Twitter account for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And Twitter finds out and just deletes everything.
Yeah, so it's all going now. So we have like 4 followers. Thank you to the 4 followers, but yeah, it's like 4 followers. Like we gotta build up the Works in Progress Pod. We're gonna try to work on pictures for you guys, like actual, like, you know, a picture of everybody and everything, like, you know, professional stuff. So we're working, guys. We're working. It takes time, yep. You know. But thank you guys for joining us.
Yep, thank you,
Anchor. Thank you for welcoming us onto your platform. Appreciate it. Yep.
Not sponsored. Not yet.
Anyway. Not sponsored yet. Not yet. But we're looking at it. And join us next time on Works in Progress. Hey, Lewis, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be back.
See you guys next time.